Vayter in Shas. We are in Bav Metzia Daf Lamedal, picking up about 10 lines down by the 2. That's next part of the Mishnah. Shilin v'larotzeli shava. Let's say the shomer, he goes ahead and he decides, you know what, the object got lost or stolen, whatever. I don't have to deal with making a swear, so I'll just pay for it. Then what ends up happening, he gets the kefel or the 4 and 5, depending on what happens. Amar v'chia barabam rabbi yochanan, lo shilim shilim mamish, ela kevin sh'amar harini mishalim af bisha lo shilim. When it says shilim, it doesn't mean they actually have to pay the money. But even once he said, I to accept my plan and set myself to pay, then even if he didn't pay, then he would end up getting it. If they ended up finding it at that moment. Says the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Shilim v'rotzeh lishava, if he paid and he didn't want to swear, which means Shilim in, lo Shilim lo. It says straight up, only if he paid. Ema Seifa, but if you look at the Seifa, what does it say? Nishba v'lo rotzeh lishalim, if he swore and he didn't want to pay, then he doesn't get the kefel. And what does that mean? Taima de la ratza. That's the reason he doesn't get it is because he didn't want to pay. Haratza, but if he wanted to, afishaloshilim, even if he didn't want to mishalim. So we see that it's a steer of the mashmo. Says the Gemara, Ella mehalak al mishma mina. We don't have a raya from that to tell us this idea that even if he didn't pay, but once he took upon himself. Tanakh comes to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a braisa, which is in support of Rabbi Yochanan, that even if he didn't yet pay, but he just accepted upon himself to go and pay, that's enough. Hasocha par mechaver, if someone rents a cow from his friend, v'nigvah, and it gets stolen, v'amrar halah, and then the one, like I was so, let's say I'm so cow. I rent a cow from you, and then it gets stolen, v'amrar halah, and then I go and I say, I read a mishalim, v'ein nishpa, I'm going to pay and not swear, v'achik nimsa ganav, and after you find the ganav, mishalim tashlumi kefal l'socher, you pay to the socher, it says straightforward, and that blast is just like Rabbi Yochanan, amr av papa, says Rabbi Papa. Okay, so that's full stop over there. Now, Amar Papa, Shomer Chinam, Kevin Shomer Pashati, when you're dealing with the Shomer Chinam, that means somebody who's watching, but he doesn't get paid for it. He's a free guard. He's watching it for free. Says Rashi, just jumping into right now, that we're going to see Kol Chiyuvei Peturim, the Dalit Shomerim, all the Chiyuvei and the Peturim of the four Shomerim, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Socher, Shol, and Socher, is Yalfina Mikroi, we learn from the Pesukim, Lakamon Beperek Hashol, we learn it in Perek Hashol, Daf Tzadi Dalam Beis. Sharmachinam Yishava Alakol, he swears on everything. Imlo Pasha, that, you know, he didn't, he wasn't negligent. Vashol Mishalim, he pays everything. Nosei Sachar, Vasocher, Peturin Mina Onsen, they're part of Onsen, Vachayav Meganeva, Vaveta, but the Chayav gets stolen or lost. Shoel, and someone who borrows, Pater Bemisa, Machmas Malacha, Haru'uyala. Let's try that one sentence. Pater be misa machmas malacha ruya. He's pater if something, if it ends up dying through its normal type of work. The amar le lahachio shalt li below luukmi bechiltas. So that's how I took it on that condition. Now, amar papa. Sharmachin, we came from Shomer Pashati. One says, I was negligent and, you know, I wasn't taking care of it. And because it got lost, it got stolen. Machna le kefela. He is Makna, he's Kona, the Kfela, the double. Rash says, Nikna Lois, the Kefel, he ends up getting the Kefel. Because the Ibai, if he wants, Pater Nafshe Beganeva, he can Pater himself, he could get himself off the hook from Chiyov by saying that it was stolen and it wasn't Poshea. So when he goes and he takes responsibility for it, now he has to go and he has to pay for it. And therefore he acquires it, he's Kona, et Lemafreya. And therefore, he's the one who gets the kefil. Now, the Shomer Sachar, when you're dealing with somebody who gets paid to watch something, Kevin Sha'amar Nignava, once he says it was stolen, Machna Lekfeli also gets the kefil. Because if he wants, what he could have said is, he could have said, oh, he's off the hook from Chiyav by saying that it broke or ended up dying, and therefore he'd be off the hook. And therefore, if he says what he says, therefore he gets the kefil. Shoel Sha'amar Harini Mashalim, let's say with someone who's a borrower, he's a shoel, and he says, I'm going to pay. This thing's lost, I'm going to pay. Lo makhali kfela, the kefil is not given over to him. Now, but my havale lemifter nafshe, because how could he have parted himself from chiyav to make it to be that he's going to get the kefil? But me samachas melacha. Me samachas melacha lo shriach. The only way is to, oh yeah, die through work. But that's something which is not normal, it's not common, and therefore he couldn't have said that. And maybe he's Taka saying a lie over there. So he's not Makna Nafshe. Igidei some say, Amar Papa, Shoel Nami, Kivin Shomer Harini Mishalim, once a borrower says, I'm going to pay, Makdal Kfela, even the Shoel is also going to give him the Kefel when it comes around. Because if he wants, he can get himself out through saying Misa Machas Malacha. And that's where, in this version, he doesn't say it's an issue of it not being Shchiach. Okay, Amar Leir of Zvid. Zvid said, Hachi Amar Abaye, Shoel Ad Sheyishalim. A borrower doesn't get the Kefel until he pays for it. My timer, why is that? Hol V'chol Anah Shalom. Since all of the hana is his, he's borrowing them. He gets all the hana. Rashi says, "V'chol hana shelo shaya osa ba melachto belo shem schar." He's doing this without any sort of schar. Meaning, when someone borrows something, he's borrowing it. He's getting use out of it. He doesn't have to pay anything. Bidibura lo makdelek feila. Just with words, it's not going to work. Rashi says, "Bidibura darin misham al pei lo makdelei habayalim kifal she'ain lo shum tova mutal hayal alav laniach daito she'ashilo lo chinam." It doesn't work like that, because the one who's lending it gave it to him, you know, just gave it for nothing. So he has to go and he has to make sure he's going to pay him back. So when he says he's going to do it, it's not something that, since he's like actually going above and beyond or something like that. No, he has to go and return it. Therefore, he's not going to give over to him this stuff. Tanya covers into Rav Zvid. Hashol par mechaver. We have a breast that supports Zvid. Somebody goes and borrows a cow. V'nigva gets stolen. V'kidem hashol v'shilem. And the borrow goes ahead and he pays for it. V'achakadim saganav. And then he goes and finds a ganav. Misham tshum akefal hashol. You give it to him. Why is it? Because he actually paid for it, but not that he said he's going to pay for it, but he actually paid the keshmani. Now, says the Gemara, Lilishna Kamadar Papa. According to the first version of Papa, that we say that a borrow is not able to go and say that it died machas malacha, vadil every tiyufta. This brisa is not a tiyufta. Because even though Rav Papa said that a shoel doesn't acquire it just by saying something, he is masking, he actually paid him, that he's going to acquire it. Lishna Basra, according to Lishna Basra, where he says that a borrower gets it even just speaking, let me tell you, let's say that the Brisa now is a Tiyuta from. Amalchar Papa says, Mia Lima Masnisen, this Brisa is stronger than a Mishnah, to Gatani Shilem, which is talking about where the borrower gets it when he pays. Vokimina Amar, we set up the Mishnah to mean that it's only that he said he's going to pay, didn't he actually pay? Hachanami Bamar. Here also the Brisa means where he said he's going to, he doesn't actually pay. We said that when the Mishnah says what he paid, it means that he said he's going to pay. So therefore we see over here also, it's talking about what he says he's going to pay. Says the Gemara, Midah, can you compare the Brisa and the Mishnah? Hasam lo katani kidem. Over there, the Mishnah didn't say that he was kidem, that he went forward and that he paid. All it says is he paid, which means that he said he's going to pay. Halka Katani Kidem, here it says that he went forward and paid, which means that it's an actual payment that happened over here. Mike, he the Gemara back. No, it says Gemara, no, Mike, Kidem, Kidem Amar. Means that he went forward and said, not that he actually did it. He says Gemara, but Hamid Katani Gabi Socher Amar. When we brought that Brisa, it was Rashi, we brought the Brisa, who was backing up Rav Yochanan. Tana de Brisa Gabi Socher Va'amar Kedamrin El El Tanya Kavzidra of Yochanan VeGabi Shol VeShilim BeHach De Tanya Kavzidra of Zid. Right, we know Ha Mikedani Gabi Socher VeAmar VeGabi Shol Kidem, and by a borrow it says that he acquires this because he went forward and paid. Shema Mino, we see Dafka Kedani. That means literal that he went forward and actually did it, but only if he really paid it. Says the Gemara back. Hold on 1 second. Mide Gabi Adadi Tanya. Were these two Brises taught at the same time? Maybe one Brise spoke about it in a way which is literal. One Brise spoke in a way, but it's actually speaking it out. Says the Gemara, no. Shailinu Latana Devira Bichio Devira Beushaya. They came along and they asked these are the ones that wrote the Bryce Rabbi says Shalina Bnei Yeshiva Latanai Shayu Shalom Tosefta Rabbi Chia with Tosefta the Rabbi Oshaya Shehim Iker Kedamina Ba'ala Gusein Chulin Kol Masnisa Delo Misnaya Beirav Beirabi Oshaya Rabbi Chia Lotasu Beimish Shadoni for bringing to the base medrash. So they asked this question of Chira Oshaya, and he said, yeah, Taka, they were taught at the same time. They were taught. And therefore, you could understand the different type of Lashon over here, that that a borrow doesn't, a show is not Kona, the Kefa, unless he actually pays Keshmani. And so therefore, we knock off what we just said about Papa. Says the Gemara. We're going to see a bunch of questions now that we're not even going to answer. Pshita, Amar Eini B'shalim, if a shomer says, I'm not going to pay, V'chazav Amar Eini B'shalim, then he says, I'm going to pay, that he's going to be Kona the Kefel. Haka Amar Eini B'shalim, because he said, I'm going to pay, and therefore whatever he said before is gone. Amar Ela Amar Eini B'shalim, he says, I'm going to pay. Beep, turn the page. I'm done on base. V'chazav Amar Eini B'shalim, he says, you know, I'm not going to pay. My, what's going to be done in such a case? Right? Do we go by the Basra or not? Because if he says that I'm not going to pay, he says, you know, I'll pay, so then it's done. But he says, I'm going to pay. He says, you know what? I'm not going to pay. Now what? Do we say that he's going back on what he said, and therefore he's not going to get the Kefal? Or Delma B'milsakai. Maybe he stays by what he said, and what he's doing now is just pushing off, having to now pay right away, but he's still is paying. Amar Eini B'shalim, let's say another question. Let's say he says, I'm going to pay. Umeis, then he dies before he pays. Amar Rabbanav Ein Lanu B'shalim, this kid said, we're not going to pay. My, what's going to be the din? In other words, do they get the kefel as a Yerusha or not? Mir Mina Mahadir Kahadir Bahu, do we say that they're going back on what their father said and therefore they don't get it? Odumba B'misla Davun Kami, really, they'll pull what their father said, to come and but they're just pushing off having to pay yet. What about the question number three? Shomer banim, if the kids of the shomer pay, even though the shomer ended up dying without saying that he's going to pay, my, what's going to be the din? Rashi says, what are you talking about here? That shomer banim va'av lo hispik lomer, he didn't get a chance to say, and mishalim machemes, he ended up dying. My, what's going to be the din? Matsyarmalu, can the owner say, Ki akni kfelo, when did I give over the idea of kefel? La avuchan, I'm giving it to your father. Da avidli neche navshe, who made me happy. He made me quite happy. Okay, says Rashi. Pa'amim rabos asali korosuach. He may be in a good mood. Therefore, if he says he's going to pay, I'm going to give it over to him. L'dechu lo, but to you, saying something is meaningless. You have to actually pay it. Odilmar, maybe, Loshan makes no difference. And he gives over to the kids also. Next question. Shilim Labanim, let's say he paid Shilim Labanim. The owner ended up dying and it gets stolen. The Shomer paid or said that he was going to pay to their kids, right, to the owner of its kids. My, what's going to be the din now? Right, do the yarshim of the owner also give over the kefil to the shomer? Matzo amar lei, can he say ki aknu lach avuna kefila da vadas lei naichnaif? See, when our father decided to give over the kefil because you made him happy, aval anan ledidan lo. But when it comes to us, you didn't make us happy. Therefore, we're not giving over to you. Odel malo shomer, there's no difference, and gives over to them even though you didn't make him happy. We talked about different cases of, let's say, the owner to the other one's kids, or the other one to the owner's kids, and back and forth. What about Shilma Banim Labanim? What happened to both of them are dead now? The sons of the Shomer paid the sons of the owner. My, what's the din now? Do the owner's sons give over the kefil to the Shomer's sons? Says the Gemara. Okay, we don't answer that. Now, Shili Mechsa, let's say the Shomer paid half of what it was. Rashi says, "Mitchila so amar Eini Mishalim mechsa v'leotze." He says, "Originally I'm going to pay half and no more." My, what's going to be the din? Does he get half of the kvela? Shal shte paros. Let's say if one borrowed two cows, and Rashi says, "Im timta lomer lo kani mechsa," then what would be the din of shal shte paros v'nignavu v'amar Eini Mishalim achas v'lo amar mesa machmas malacha? He said, "I'm going to pay one of them." It says the Gemara, "Shal shte paros v'shilim achas mim," and he pays only one of them. My, what's going to be done on that? Does he get the kefil for that? Shal min ashutfin, let's say he borrowed a cow from a shutfin, from partners, and it gets stolen. Vishim lechamim, and he pays one of them all of the stuff that the value. Rashi says, chilku chatzitameh, shal of ma'u, liknos chelko megia, mi amin kol karen shalosh shilim, odoma b'inan achi shalom kol parif, to pay all of the para. So he paid one of the partners the entirety of that which he lost. My, what's going to be the din over here? Does the borrower get that shutif's share of the kenas? Next, shutfin shesholov, you have partners that came along and they borrowed something, and let's say it gets stolen. Vishilem echmeh, only one of them pays. My, what's going to be the din? Does he get his amount? Rashi says, ma'u sheik nechetzi akefel. Mirmin arei shilem kolomuta alav. And almost done here, Shalom and Aisha, if somebody borrowed something from a woman. Rashi says, "Para shel nichsei melug, shakeren shelav apiris labal." The keren really belongs to her, but the paris belong to the husband. Vishilim labayil, and then he pays the husband for the loss of it, right? Because it ends up getting stolen. He paras nichsei melug, and it gets stolen, and he pays the husband mai. Does he now get the kefil stuff? Rashi says, "Ma'u liknas a kefil. Mi amrina kevin the karen lav the balu." The karen doesn't belong to the balu because we know nichsei melug. The karen, the stuff, like say of a field and there's fruit in it. The field belongs to the woman that she brought into the relationship, but the fruit belongs to the man. So over here, the karen belongs not to him. So lav tashlum ma'al yininu. It's not considered a good payment. V'lo kani kefil. He doesn't get it. Although me kevin tapatrapasu al nechasim. Since he's like a guardian over the nechasim. V'ochal apir. He eats the fruits. Bailam have alai is considered the bailam tashlum him. And it is considered like it's a payment over here. Isha shishal, let's say a woman borrows something. Rashi says, Litzarch karka milug shala. A woman ends up borrowing something that's necessary for the nichsei melug, and it gets stolen. Vishilin baila, and her husband pays for it. My, does the woman now get the kefel, even though she's not the one who paid for it, or not? Guess what the answer to all these questions are? Teku. Tishbi Taritz Kushus Vibayus. Good question. We leave it at that. Now, we said that a Shomer, if he's really responsible, either he pays or he can get off with a Shvua. Now, Rav Huna, even if the guy ends up deciding that he wants to pay, Mashbino so Shvua, we still make him do a Shvua, She'ena Birshuso, that the object is not his rishus. My time, why? Chashin and Shema'in of Nasamba. Maybe he put his eyes on it and he really wanted it for himself. Mesa effect the Gemara, because we know we have a Mishnah, which is in Shavuos, Hamalvas Chaver Alamashkin. If someone lends money with a Mashkin, so you lend me $100, I give you my watch. Above a Mashkin, and then you lost my watch. V'amar lo sella v'sicha alav. And then he says, by the way, I lent you a sella. Shekel hayashaveh, and it was worth a shekel. And therefore, you owe me a shekel. Yeah. And the bar says, what are you talking about? Low key. That is not the case. That's not true. Ela sella visani alav. You lent me a sella. Sella hayashava. And it was worth a sella. Therefore, I don't owe you anything. Pater. The bar is pater from taking a shvua. Because they don't have over here a case of moda minika, especially moda mixa, especially pater alove, meshvosh enkan hoda b'mixa. There's no some sort of admittance over here. Sela v'sichala, but let's say the lender says, "I gave you a sela, shekel hayeshavin, it was worth a shekel, and therefore you owe me a shekel." V'hala amen. The other one says, "Lo ki na chuz el sela v'sinai, hil v'sani alav shloshid dinar hayeshave. It was worth 3 dinar. 1 dinar is a quarter of a sela." And therefore, I only one dinar because I have to get the sell. So you one more. Chayev. In that case, he's chayev to make a shavua that was only worth 3 dinar. And he pays only one thing in that case. Next, sali visani alav. The borrower says, you lent me a sella on sali visani alav. And beis hayashava. And it was worth 2 sella. Rashi says, "V'alova tovea as amalva, siyese dama v'chasavri haytana, amalva as amashkin shomer sacher hu." It's called a shomer sacher if you lend on a mashkin. Sela v'sina love beis hayoshava v'alomri says, "Loki, not true. Ela sela v'sicha love. I lent you a sela with a mashkin, and sela hayoshava as with a sela potter. In that case, give me potter from a shvua." Because again, there's no mode of a mix that's going on. Rashi says, "Patam and Shvur, Shein Kan Oda, Shechayev Loklam." So the type of Oda that he owes him anything. Sela Hil Visani Alav. Now, let's say it says that the borrower says, "You lent me a Sela, Lamashkin. Shnayim Oya Shave. It was worth 2 Sela. Therefore, you owe me a Sela." Follow on me. The other one, the lender says, "Low key. El Sela Visich Alav. I lent you a Sela. And Hey Dinarim Oya Shave. It was worth 5 dinar. I only owe you now 1 dinar. Chayev, in such a case, which is motive makes us, the lender is chayev to swear that the collateral was worth only 5 dinar and pay only the dinar that he is being moda that he owes, because he was moda v'miktsas. Now, the Mishnah over there ends off by saying, Mishnah and Shavus, mi nishba, who swears what the value of the mashkin is, mi shepikadon, that's low, to whom the pikadon, the deposit, was there, meaning the lender. Shema yishavalo, because maybe the borrower is going to swear, v'yotzi halas pikadon, and that lender is going to go and bring out the pikadon and show that it's a lie, and therefore he's going to get out from swearing in court. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here, Mitten Sugya, and we'll stop here and wish all y'all a great, great day.